The Outdoorsman Radio Show is brought to you by Ellis Outdoors, LLC.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Time once again for the Outdoorsman Radio Show. Here's your hosts, Alan and Robin Ellis.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Alan Ellis here this morning. This is the Outdoorsman Radio Show, where we talk about fishing and hunting in the great outdoors. And I'm having a little trouble with the voice. Got this gunk, whatever it is, and it's affected me a little bit this week. One day I almost had no voice, but we've come back enough to be able to do the show this morning. Might sound a little different, and the effects of this, whatever it is, cold or whatever, is, there's going to be a little sniffling and maybe a little coughing, which is different than the sniveling and carping we normally have, but it might show up, and just don't be offended, because people sniffle and cough every day. Just keep in mind that you are out there in radio audience land, and I cannot be contagious to you. I don't think I'm contagious anyway. Robin's fine. She didn't get anything, and this is like a one-man show with this. So I've been fighting it. I've been taking my zinc. I've been taking my, my expectorant and my cough suppressant and sucking on cough drops and a little bit of acetaminophen every now and then. Is that what I take, or ibuprofen? I can't remember. I don't want to say the brand, but take a little of that. And everything's fine. Everything's good. Sleeping good. Hunting good. So just bring you up to date to where we are today. The number here is 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number. And I'll be traveling out of here later today, headed to the Western Shore from my home in Easton, headed to Hereford in Baltimore County. I'm going to go to the Electric Bass Anglers fishing flea market today, only because, I've got to talk to some folks about advertising in Big Ass Fish Magazine and maybe Marilyn Loves Crabs, but I also got to support our team, our Bucks, Bears, Stags team. This is one of the first measuring events of the year. We're going to be at the flea market there at the Fire Hall in Hereford, and measuring deer and bears and stags and anybody else that shows up. So we'll be having a good time. Larry Myers will be there. Bob Newton will be there. And Larry's our guy from, the closest guy to Baltimore. He's in right over the line, about 3 minutes over the line there in York County, Pennsylvania. And he'll be coming down. Don't get to see him too often, but once a year maybe. And Bob Newton will be there too. He's our scoring director. So we'll have the Boone and Crockett, Pope and Young guys there, those two, and our Bucks, Bears, Stags for the Maryland Record Book. We've been measuring some deer. If you follow our Facebook page, it's Bucks, Bears, Stags on Facebook. We've got a lot of nice members there. We have over 6,500 people that follow us, and a lot of comments and a lot of nice deer. So even bears and beautiful stag that came in the other day. So take a look at that, Bucks, Bears, Stags on Facebook. Tony Henson got a really nice stag with a muzzleloader this past year. It's kind of interesting to know that we are seeing larger and larger and larger stags. I don't know if they're, it's because of management that people are doing to their private lands. I'm not sure what's going on, but we're seeing some really nice ones. Nothing's touched the state records yet, which was taken in Wicomico County as an 8-point, but we've got some 6 points that are ranking right up there. So if you need to, you know, to really get your fix on big game, go to BucksBearsStags.com, the website, and right there on the homepage you can order the record book. We just came out with a brand new record book, beautiful, gorgeous record book, and the sound that you just heard was a text coming in from my buddy John B. Thank you. I will feel better. I appreciate that, bud. John B., and he ordered a record book right off, and I hope he's got it, and I'm pretty sure he got it, and I hope he likes it. But, you know, we're getting some good comments from all across the state and everywhere we've sent the book. And we sent them out everywhere. We sent them out to North Carolina. We sent them out to New York, New Jersey, Virginia, West Virginia. So people around the region, you know, really are interested in the world-class hunting that we have here in Maryland. How about that? Our number again, 410-WCBM-680, 410-922-6680. We welcome your call on anything we talk about here or any subject you'd like to choose. You're welcome to direct the show this morning and point us in the direction that you want to go. How about that? Hunting adventures. Yes, it is the final day of the primitive weapons season here in Maryland. And what that simply means is if you'd like to go forth today with a recurve bow or a longbow, you're welcome to do that, to take a deer. Of course, it doesn't have separate bag limits. This is just an extension of the season, just another little gift or a little way to get out there. You can also take a primitive muzzleloader, which is a flintlock or percussion cap, no scopes, open sights only, muzzle-loading rifle or pistol if you prefer, and as long as it goes off with a percussion cap, you're fine. Now, I've been thinking about this. I have, when I was getting ready to move to Maryland, gone through a divorce and had met, you know, some guys through the business up in Pennsylvania. Their name was Getz, G-E-T-Z. They made a barrel. They call it a swamp barrel. Now, what that means is it's bigger at the breech and goes to a smaller taper out towards the barrel. Okay, so you take an octagon and shape it like that. That requires a skill set not a lot of people have. And they did these swamped barrels. That's what they were known for, is their barrels, not their guns at all. Well, they put together a gun. They used their barrel, commercial lock or flintlock at the time, flintlock or percussion cap lock. That's the part that, you know, that fires the gun in the receiver. Okay. And they put these guns together. Now, what was different about these is that they look like a modern firearm. This gun has a stock on it similar to any, you know, good walnut-framed bolt-action centerfire rifle at the time. Okay? Rubber butt pad, flat butt pad, not the concave deal with the brass and all that stuff. It just very, very simply appointed. They put a slotted sighting rail on top. If you want to mount a scope, you can mount a scope if you like. Not a Picatinny rail, but the kind that, 22 scope. I can't say the name of it. A 22 scope would fit, but, you know, you need one of those type of scope mounts. I've never put a scope on it. I've got open sights, really nice set of open sights, very fine bead, gold bead, excuse me. And I had the one I picked out was a flintlock, and I said, look, I'm moving to Maryland. We're going to be allowed to use percussion cap there. Would you be able to convert it? And they did, very graciously, picked it up. And in early 1980s, if I recall, the price then was like twice whatever you would pay for any muzzleloader off the shelf. It was $550 at that point. I was like I said, I was single and doing well, and so I bought this gun and sighted it in during my divorce. I remember sitting at my uncle's house in Bedford County and setting up a target in the backyard and shooting it. And I believe I was using 80 grains or 90 grains of black powder, number 2F black powder at the time. And I learned a little trick that if you take 4F black powder, and put that down the barrel first, or if you put that in through the, if you take the nipple off and put that down in that little touch hole area, the gun will go off much better. Well, I took a couple deer with it. I took a really nice deer in Kent County with it, nice doe. Took another doe in Baltimore County with it. And then the advent of the inline muzzleloaders came about, and I bought my first one, which was a Remington 700 ML. And took a lot of nice deer with that in Cecil County primarily. Some of the nicest bucks I've taken were with that firearm. So been doing this muzzleloader thing for a long, long time. Well, I dragged that Getz Sporter number 28. I said 27 a couple weeks ago. It's number 28. Getz Sporter number 28 out the other day. It was already cleaned up, ready to go. I loaded it up. 50 caliber round ball, 80 or 90 grains, I can't remember, black powder. Put my little 4F down the barrel, put my little 4F in through the touch hole. Cleaned out the nipple with the nipple pick. You know, got everything good to go. I was very confident in this gun. If anybody has any RWS caps, RWS, made by a German company called Dynamit Noble, those are the best. CCIs will work, Remington will work, Winchester will work, but I've been using the Dynamit Noble for 2004, almost 40 years. And I still have some of them in the little tin, okay? And they still work just great. Well, I loaded it up the other day. I called my friend. And I said, look, I haven't been down to Sitka camp, Sitka deer camp for this year. Would you mind if I took the primitive muzzleloader down? And he said, no, absolutely not. You'll be the only one there. Just be careful. Well, of course I will. I said, here's the other thing. I know you don't like a lot of hinds harvested, females, but I said, you know, if the opportunity to take a stag doesn't come up, would you mind if I took a hind for meat in the freezer? He said, no, we changed our policy a little bit. We allow people to take a few, up to 10 a year. And he said, I think we're up to 9, so you're certainly welcome to take one. And I said, I'll make sure it's a mature hind, and if, you know, with your permission. He said, sure. So he said, I want you to go to the old man's stand. I said, okay, since I'm old, sure. So they set up a new box blind on the ground, 20 yards from the feeder, more of a bow stand than anything. But he sent me pictures of 15 deer on the feeder in December and in January. And I said, okay, I'll go sit there. Well, I went and sat. The feeder went off, and no deer showed up. I mean, some giant gray squirrels, not Delmarva's, I know the difference, showed up, and a flock of red-winged blackbirds and some tweety birds and a red-bellied woodpecker came in, and I'm sitting there enjoying nature, and geese are going over, everything was fine, and sat till 10 o'clock and didn't see a deer. However, on the way in, on high tide at 6 o'clock, I did pass two stags that were crossing the road about a mile from you know, the property. So I'm like, oh, well, they're moving, but they're moving early. So, you know, who knows if they'll be there when the feeder goes off. Well, they weren't. So I left down there about 10:30 or so, came home, did a little thing around here, left here about 1:30, 2 o'clock, headed back down, got in the stand, different stand, that stand where I was first time. I've taken two stags there and a hind out of that stand already. The other stand, where I went, I took my last stag that I took on that property, I took on that stand. So I'm sitting there, and I was like, okay. The feeder went off about 4 o'clock. I'm like, wow, that's early. And as soon as the feeder went off, there's a deer coming out of the brush, so to speak. I'm like, not out of the marsh, right out of this, you know, mixed cover. There was water there, of course. I call it the marsh if you want, but it was high ground. So I look at it. That's okay, and I got the gun ready. Looking. It's got about 1.5 inch spikes on top of its head. Well, the rule on stags is they've got to be branched antlered. Well, this certainly wasn't branched antlered. It was too young of a deer for me to take anyway. So I thought, oh, great. First deer shows up, can't shoot. And there's two feeders there, one at 70 yards and one at 20. This one was on the 20-yard. feeder. I looked over at the 70-yard stand. There's another big deer standing there. I put the binoculars up. Sure enough, another 2-inch spike. I'm like, isn't this fun? I'm sitting here, I'm getting ready to take a deer, both deer within range, and I can't shoot either one of them. Well, the one in front of me, the little one, little inch and a half spike, he kept looking over his shoulder. I thought, oh, there's more deer coming. I'm not too worried here. It's only 4 o'clock. You know, I got plenty of time, sunset 5:25, whatever. So, sure enough, next deer out, mature hind. Oh, my goodness. Now I'm excited. Now I'm excited. Will the gun go off? Will I make an accurate shot? Well, she stood broadside for a second, turned away, and I went, okay, can't take that shot. She turned completely around, quartering away, put the very fine bead behind her front shoulder, a little bit back. I know where to aim, okay? Pulled the trigger, gun went boom. Smoke went out, and when smoke cleared, there lay a sick of deer. Never moved. I was elated. I have sick of deer meat in the freezer. I shot a deer with a primitive muzzleloader that I haven't shot at a deer in probably 20 years, maybe more. And it was a great end to my hunting season this year. So I'm very happy for that. 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680. Hey, let's talk about our friends at Clyde Sport Shop. Now, they carry modern firearms, the Brownings, okay? The Brownings. The BPS model, the BPS field model shotgun that I've been talking about for a long, long time. Okay, they've discontinued that again. They discontinued the BPS for some reason again. So if you're taking a look at a shotgun, Clyde's has a few left if you'd like to have one, but I want you to take a look at the Maxxis 2. That's in Auric Camo, A-U-R-I-C. And who had the name Auric? What does it mean? Well, the only, once you reference A-U-R-I-C, you will see that one of the most famous villains of all time in the James Bond movie, that was his first name, Auric Goldfinger. How about that? So new for 2023, this reliable gas-operated autoloader shotgun has additional enhancements to improve your performance. It's got a composite stock with a soft flex cheek pad, an inflex recoil pad, and oversized controls. I have put one of these to my shoulder, and I will tell you something. For a waterfowl or semi-automatic firearm, this thing comes up sweet, and it's decorated in this brand-new, completely covered with the new Auric camo from Browning, the Maxxis Camo 2. It is really a nice-looking gun, and I think you ought to consider it. At Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Lansdowne, there's some late waterfowl season out there. You know, resident geese and the snow goose conservation season, that's all coming up through this month, so check it out. Clyde Sports Shop, 2307 Hammonds Ferry Road in Baltimore. It's Lansdowne or Halethorpe, whichever you want to pick, 21227. They've been around since 1957, open 7 days a week. The phone number, 410-242-6108. 242-6108 for Clyde Sports Shop, your full-line Browning dealer. Now, our friends at Backyard Billy's. You know, it got cold. It got cold to middle of January, late January, it really did. And I was glad to have this gas fireplace insert because our compressor went up. I still don't have a replacement yet. Had 3 people here. Got one price on a unit. One price. And some of the top names. Guy came out the other day. He said, I'll send you an email as soon as I get back to the office. That was 4 days ago. Haven't seen him. Well, guess what? With Backyard Billy's, you don't have that kind of undependability. No, when you stop by, you're well taken care of by knowledgeable personnel that know their product, that know what the price is, and they're reasonable, extremely reasonable, and they know what they can do for you. They completed the installation on our gas fireplace insert, and they can do the same, whether it's a pellet stove, whether it's a wood-burning stove, whether it's a wood-burning insert, whether it's a pellet stove insert, whether it's an electric insert. They can heat up your house, your secondary heat, or even your primary heat if you want. You can select all that. And some of those, most of those units, by the top brands that they carry, which are Enviro and Regency and others, Morso is another one, you can get a tax credit. So because of their efficiency. How about that? So Backyard Billy, visit BackyardBillies.com, the Hearth America Facebook page. Excuse me, I've got a cough. Sorry. Call 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. So 7 days a week. Right off Route 50. You'll see them as you go by. Exit 44B, Evans Avenue. That's in Graysonville. If it's heat you want, Hearth America has a fireplace. We'll be right back.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bed Liners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bed liners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, a crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bed liner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear, tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, or any kind of tools. Have your Linex bed liner installed at Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road. Call Bobby Hawkins at 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. Catonsville Linex is just off Security Boulevard on 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800, 455-0800. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bed liner and truck gear today. Linex. Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs, 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
It sits above the mantle on a couple rusty nails, and it's worth a bunch of money, but it damn sure ain't for sale. The good Lord only knows all the stories it could tell. Granddaddy's gun, he bought it new out of the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and it shot a mini shell over the top of an old bird dog, and it backed a burglar down when Grandma took the safety off Granddaddy's gun.
Granddaddy's gun, yeah. I gotta find Granddaddy's gun. Great Granddaddy's gun, as a matter of fact. So, my grandfather's father, an old Barker double barrel. Yeah, we talked about it before. All right, let's talk to John in North Carolina. By golly, how are you, John?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Well, that's good. Got a question.
Go.
777 pellets. I see them on clearance at the end of the year.
Yep.
What's the shelf life on those unopened? Any idea?
Pretty good, as a matter of fact. I've got some that are probably 4 or 5 years old. The problem is they do, after time, degrade. You got to make sure they're stored in a nice, dry area. Don't keep them where it's anywhere humid. And the other thing about them is don't use, what do they call it, boar butter? Something.
Yeah.
Don't use that.
You know, I've got that CVA that,
yep,
you know, you gave me.
Yeah.
And that I won. And
yep.
I use Savos. I guess I'd switch back to the old breech plug. You know, the original type. not the Blackhorn.
Oh, okay. Okay.
I imagine, or would the black? Yeah, Blackhorn would have an awful lot of air gap in there.
For what? What are you talking about?
For pellets.
What?
You know, it's all dished out.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, definitely go back to the old one. Yeah, go back to the old one because it's a flatter surface on the face of it. Absolutely.
Right. Yeah.
But I will tell you, people were shooting these pellets, not just those, but the Pyrodex pellets as well, and they were using that boar butter.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Felt a sneeze coming. It might still be there. So, yep, it was. Anyway, and they were setting the boar butter on fire, and the pellets were, you know, they'd go about 20 yards downrange, unburned. It's like, we don't want that. You know, there comes this flaming pellet out the end of the barrel and pops down there about 20 yards downrange. It's like, oh, my God. Okay.
That's called a muzzleloader tracer.
Yeah, it's a tracer, all right. Well, what you need to do is clean that barrel out really good. When you clean that barrel, you know, run a lube patch down it. I do that, you know, put a little lubricated patch, a little oil on it or something. But then I clean it really, really good to get all that oil out of there. And then I don't know if people know how to store a muzzle loader, but if, you know, if you want to really store it well, store it with the barrel down. Okay, because if you have any leftover residue in there,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Gravity's going to take that right down into your breach, in your breach plug, so you don't.
You know,
want
it
that.
Really applies to modern guns too. If you have
sure
any
does.
Oil in the barrel, it's best to leave them muzzled down. But that's, of course, not how I do it.
No, of course. No, I know. I understand. But yeah, that's so. But to answer your question, the it takes a while for those 777s stored properly in the container, like you should, to break down.
I mean,
I'm shooting them in a couple of guns. I shot them for years, and then I converted most of that to Blackhorn 209 with the Blackhorn 209 breech plug, especially in the CVAs. I think I still shoot the pellets in the one modern TC I have. I still have, but I don't shoot the pellets in the traditional muzzleloader. I use the 4F black or 2F black powder with the 4F chaser.
Yeah, that, me too. You know, once I switched to Blackhorn, it's just so easy to deal with.
Oh man, it's easy to clean. You can shoot shot after shot after shot without cleaning. And if you do have to clean it between shots, you run a patch down, run it back out, and keep on shooting. Man, it's great stuff.
Yeah.
You know.
Well,
yeah.
We've only got 10 months to go.
Yeah, I know. I know. So. But I did really enjoy that experience, you know, and I'll be honest, I had a 54 caliber Renegade sitting there loaded up, you know, just in case, and I didn't need it, of course, but it was I carried it to stand with me just because, you know, not that I was unsure of the gun's ability, I was unsure of my ability to remember how to do it, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And the other thing is the TC or the Renegade has the big front sight on it, a big squared off front sight. This little tiny bead on this custom gun is just, I mean, it's impossible to see after sunset, you know, for the most part.
Right.
So
when the deer come out.
Yeah, when the deer come out, you can't see the front sight. That's for sure.
You know, I've had scopes like that.
Scopes, really?
Yeah, okay. You know, the crosshair is too fine and.
Yeah,
illuminated, and it gets real dim. It's like, oh man.
Yeah. Now, do you have
a variable? There's a deer.
Yeah. Do you have a variable scope?
Yeah. Yeah.
Two to seven.
Turn it down and.
No, turn it up.
Oh, turn it up.
Turn it up. You'll have less field of view, but you'll have more. You'll have a better light transmission.
Well, that's true. I'll give that a try this year.
There you go.
Well, since I moved to illuminated scopes.
Yeah.
So I can see the crosshairs.
Yeah, that's a good deal, too. I have the Leopold Fire Dot on three of the guns.
Yeah, that's a great system.
It is. Unfortunately, they don't make it anymore.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, I like it. So.
All right.
All right, buddy. Well, thanks for the call.
You bet, and have a wonderful week.
You do the same. Thanks, John. Bye-bye. Hey, you know what? It's the 77th National Outdoor Show coming up Friday and Saturday, February 23rd, 24th, 2024. It's the school there on Golden Hill Road, 3485 Golden Hill Road, Church Creek, Maryland. Admission $8 for adults and $4 per child. Home of the World Muskrat Skinning Championship. Now, here's what they say about it themselves in Dorchester County. Listen to this. You're now in muskrat country, the heartland of sportsmen, trappers, watermen, and wildlife. We are proud to show you the best that comes from our boot-sucking marshes and the flowing water that surrounds them. Most of all, we hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technology. Doggone it. We hope to share the unique spirit and character of our hard-working people who keep one foot in a technologically savvy world and the other stuck deep in our traditional old-school ways. It's a weekend of fun for the whole family, entertaining contests, educational exhibits, leisurely shopping. You can savor local seafood delicacies and muskrat cooked the old-fashioned way. Enjoy the heartland of Maryland, Dorchester County. It's Friday and Saturday, February 23rd, 24th, 2024. See you 77th National Outdoor Show. For times and details, visit the website nationaloutdoorshow.org. And we are giving tickets away. Tickets away. How about that? So, if you would like to get some tickets, you need to call us and guarantee that you're going to go to the show, and we'll pick two winners today at the end of the show. How about that? You can get in on it this hour, get on it the next hour, and we'll be more than glad to do that. So, all right, 410-WCBM 680, 410-922-6680 is our phone number, and we'll be glad to take your phone call on anything you want to talk about. So, what did I want to talk about? Well, I can tell you this. There's a lot of activity in the fishing world right now. There's a lot of meetings going on. The AELR folks met yesterday on the emergency rockfish regulations. We're looking at perhaps a approval there. We're not sure. Okay. I'm going to turn this down. There we go. And I will bring you the fishing seasons here shortly. But first, let's talk to Glenn in Chestertown. Good morning, Glenn. How are you, buddy?
Oh, I guess. How are you?
I'm good. What's going on?
Not much.
Yeah? Are you going out with a muzzleloader today?
I don't know. I guess today's the last day of that, right?
Yep, today's the last day. I don't know if you were listening. I was able to take a nice little cicadeer hind, nice mature hind, and they're not all that big. But I will tell you that I am looking forward to much tasty meat from the cicadeer. So, yep. So, you going to join us down at the Dorchester show?
When's it?
Now. February 23rd and 24th, Friday night and Saturday, all day. And we'll be there from 5 to 8 on Friday when the doors open. We'll be there from about 10 o'clock till 5 or 4 or 5 or so. As long as we have deer coming in, we'll have guys there. So we'll have the whole crew down there measuring whitetail deer, stags, and black bears. It's interesting. Folks from Dorchester County have taken some really nice bears. One of the first bears we measured for bucks, bears, stags, I think it was the fourth bear we measured for bucks, bears, stags, was Ronnie Oberender's. And that bear still ranks, I think he's number 8 now, but he's a Boone and Crockett bear. Boone and Crockett, which is, national recognition, which is a big bear. 400 and some pound bear, I think, Ronnie's weight. So, and then Cody Jones killed the largest bear, 619 pounds. She's from Dorchester County. She killed that bear, I think the first season, maybe the second season. It was the heaviest bear on record until Melissa Pazell killed one 643 pounds this year. And both of those are in the record book as well. So maybe we'll see another bear or two from Dorchester County. Love to see that. Yeah. Not from Dorchester County. Hunters from Dorchester County that scored in the four western counties. So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. But we have, I know we have, a few female entries that have taken some sika deer coming in to be measured. Hopefully we have some youth entries like we always do. And that's a great show. We love doing that show. So I know at least three or four of our guys will be there measuring. Hopefully Doug Wigfield will be there. Bobby Newton will be there. Chuck Wilcox will be there. And John Melvin will be there. So maybe Aaron died. I'm not sure. So we'll see. We'll see what happens.
March 23rd, you say?
No, February 23rd, 24th.
Oh,
this month. Yeah, this month.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And that's, what's the name of the town that is by?
Cambridge, down through Cambridge, down towards Golden Hill.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
So. All right.
I hope you can join us.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Tell Robin I said hi. No.
I'll tell Robin you said hi. I sure will. So she's actually feeling a lot better. She's getting better. She's feeling better. So hopefully she'll be able to join us here on Saturday mornings. She said, I'm working that way. I'm trying to get that way. So mm-hmm. I'm glad to hear that. So,
yeah.
Yep. So, all right, buddy. Thanks for the call. All right.
God bless. Bye.
God bless. Thank you. Bye-bye. 410 WCBM 680. You know what? Spurry's Tire Service, located at the corner of Dover and Elliott Roads, just off Route 50 in Easton. That's where the locals, and our family too, they're locals. I'm a come here. Anyway, that's where we get our auto service work done, our tires done as well. Spurry's features American-made Bridgestone and Firestone tires. They carry all the others, the Michelins, the Yokohamas, and the rest. But Spurry's Tire Service has, mostly in stock, the tires for your car, your truck, any make, any model. And when I say any truck, excuse me, I'm talking about the biggest, you know, triaxles and tractor trailers and farm trucks and things like that. They've got all that stuff. Spurry's Tire Service has any tire for any machine from your backyard or your barnyard, garden tractors, farm tractors, and all. If you own a trailer, and I see more trailers on the Eastern Shore than you can stick a stick out. I mean landscape trailers, utility trailers, boat trailers, any kind of trailer. You know, it pays to have your trailer wheels working when you're towing something heavy down the road. Well, if you own a trailer or even an ATV, Spurry's has the tires. They do so many ATV tires. They do so many trailer tires. Spurry's offers tire repair, full-service automotive repair. They'll check, diagnose, and repair your vehicle when that check engine light comes on. They offer a 24-hour truck service and much, much more. All that has kept Spurry's customers, including me and Robin and our families, satisfied for over 30 years. Stop by. No appointment needed for tires. Give Spurry's Tire Service in Easton a call at 410-822-7384. You need them on the farm, call them up. They'll be there. 410-822-7384 over the website, spurriestire.com. Again, 822-7384 for Spurry's Tire Service. We'll be right back.
Nothing is more frustrating than a dead battery. When your truck won't start or your boat or ATV leaves you stranded far from home, that's not good. The solution is Battery Warehouse. Not only does Battery Warehouse provide batteries for your car or truck, you can find marine batteries for cranking or trolling, ATV batteries, tractor batteries, motorcycle batteries, and batteries for all outdoors equipment. Did you know Battery Warehouse has batteries for wild game feeders, dog collars, cell phones, predator calls, and trail cameras? How about your video camera? Or if you tow your boat or trailer, your trailer brake control battery. Any battery you need. Battery Warehouse, convenient to you. Bel Air, Frederick, Glen Burnie, Dundalk, Hagerstown, Westminster, Eldersburg, Parkville. Visit BatteryWarehouseMaryland.com online for the phone numbers and more information. When you need a hot flash, get to the Battery Warehouse near you.
Hey, if you know a lot about guns or not much but want to learn, Bel Air Gun Range provides a place to shoot, practice, and learn in a family-friendly environment, and you can make your selection from the showroom when you're ready to own a firearm. Now, at Bel Air Gun Range, the public indoor gun range is open 7 days a week with no membership fee required. Rental firearms are on hand. Bel Air Gun Range memberships are available to individuals, couples, and families on an annual basis. The Gun Range stocks handguns, rifles, and shotguns for shooting sports and competition, hunting and home protection, ammunition too. And Bel Air Gun Range buys, consigns, sells, and transfers new and used firearms. Bel Air Gun Range offers personal firearms classes with an NRA-certified instructor. HQL courses can be taken in a group or virtually from the convenience of your home. For more details about Bel Air Gun Range, services, sales, and classes, stop by 2137 North Fountain Green Road in Bel Air, Maryland, or visit the website belairgunrange.com. The phone number is 410-399-9518. That's 399-9518. Be safe, shoot, and have fun at Bel Air Gun Range.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Just a good old boys, never meaning no harm. Beats all you never saw, been in trouble with the law since the day they was born. Straightening the curves, flattening the hills. Someday the mountain might get them, but the law never will. Making their way. Only way they know how. Well, that's just a little bit more than the law will allow.
All right. Let's talk to Gary in Dundalk. Good morning, Gary. How are you?
Good morning.
What's going on, buddy?
Oh, it's all quiet here.
Yeah, I got it. I got it. Well,
I got a technical question on the 2024 rockfish season.
What's the technical question?
Any official news on, limits and catches and seasons?
Well, no. The official news is that the AELR committee met yesterday. Those are the people that approve the proposed regulations. The emergency, I can't say whatever they are. There's a word emergency in there. You know, the emergency regulations came out in December, correct? So, here's what I can tell you. Chesapeake Bay striped bass, the known 2024 rules as of January 30th. Atlantic and coastal bays, January 1st through December 31st. One fish a day, 28 to 31 inches. Subject to change. Okay? With the ASMFC decision. Chesapeake Bay and tidal tributaries, January 1st through February 29th, which is coming up. Catch and release only, open everywhere. Chesapeake Bay and tidal tributaries, March 1 through March 31st. Catch and release only, open in open waters only, not in the tributaries. Closed to targeting everywhere else. Chesapeake Bay and tidal tributaries, April 1 through April 30th, 2024, closed everywhere. Chesapeake Bay and tidal tributaries, May 1st, 2024 through December 10th, 2024, we do not know yet. The possible new rules for striped bass. Have or may come about in three ways. Maryland is a member of the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission, which creates measures for all states on the East Coast. ASMFC recently approved an amendment that creates a 28 to 31 inch slot, a one fish bag limit for ocean recreational fishing. These are the same measures as the 2023 emergency action. Now, wait a minute. There's also a 19 to 24-inch slot, one fish bag limit for Chesapeake Bay recreational fishery. This includes for-hire charter fishing, which previously could keep two fish per angler. It's one per angler per day. Maryland will make, let me finish. Maryland will make the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission measures official by public notice. Emergency regulations requested. Now, this was submitted in November, and no action has taken place as of January 30, 24. But that doesn't mean it hasn't taken place since. On Groundhog Day, yesterday, the Atlantic, AELR committee met. This trophy season is closed, May 1st through May 15th. The early season, May 16th through May 31st, will be closed on the Susquehanna Flats, Susquehanna River, and the Northeast River. Prohibit targeting striped bass in the entire Chesapeake Bay and tidal tributaries May 1st through May 15th and in the Susquehanna Flats, the Susquehanna River, and the Northeast River. May 16th to May 31st, no catch and release. Through the regulatory process, scoping through February 6th, open for public comment this week, is considering close the trophy season May 1 to May 15th, close the early season May 16th to May 31 in the Susquehanna Flats, Susquehanna River, Northeast River, prohibiting targeting striped bass in the entire Chesapeake Bay tributaries May 1 through May 15th and in the Susquehanna Flats, Susquehanna River, Northeast River, May 16th to May 31st. And the ideas reiterate the emergency action submitted through the regular regulatory process. Extend the summer closure another week through August 7th. That would be 3 weeks of closed season in the summer. Close the commercial hook and line striped bass fishery during the summer closure. Regulations may be developed and open for public comment in April or May. How about that? Is that enough?
Yeah, too much.
You write all that down?
No. Are you kidding me? I don't know shorthand.
And then that's subject to change as of yesterday, which we haven't heard yet.
Right.
So hopefully we'll hear Monday what the AELR has adopted.
All right. It looks like I'm going to become a blue catfish fisherman.
I think that's a great idea.
And snakeheads, of course, but wow.
Yeah.
All right, well, hey.
Hey, well, you know, the rest of the season is open, too. There's a bluefish, three bluefish a day for recreational anglers fishing from shore or private boats, five per day for recreational anglers fishing for hire boats or 20 for 2024, minimum of 9 inches for bluefish.
Yeah.
Black sea bass, May 15th through September 30th, and October 10th, 2024 through December 31st. 15 sea bass, which is way more than necessary.
I wish you well and your wife, and hopefully I'll talk to you at the end of the show.
All right, buddy, thanks.
Bye.
Bye. 410 WCBM 680. Let's see who else is on the line here. What is that? What am I looking at here? Oh, okay. That looks like a lot of wood. 11 cords of wood. You need a stove from Backyard Billy's, that's for sure, to burn all that stuff. Backyard Billy's has them, too. They got wood and pellet stoves. The wood stoves are made by a company called Morso, M-O-R-S-O. And three of their models qualify for the tax credits. So 75% for the one model, 77% for the other, and the 2B is 80% tested efficiency. The Enviro pellet stoves all qualify, the Meridian, the Mini, and the P3. And then the Regency wood and pellet stoves. Regency has a wood stove. 1, 2, 3, 4 models, 78% tested efficiency. And the pellet models, 1, 2, 3 models, 80% tested efficiency for the biomass EPA-certified wood appliances at Backyard Billy's. Now, I think you should check it out. I think you should check out all the heat stuff at Backyard Billy's. I think you should check out the barbecue grills. They have the pellet stoves by Traeger and the Memphis, the stainless steel jobs. They're beautiful. You can get those with the drawers and the tables and all that stuff. So if you want to put in a entire cooking system on your deck and equip it with a Memphis system, that's the one to do. All stainless steel, pellet, beautiful. They have a couple models that you would like. Then they have the ceramic smoker grills by Kamado Joe, which is not as well known as Big Green Egg, but every bit as efficient as the Big Green Egg, the Kamado Joe. So there's a red Kamado Joe and a green Big Green Egg. Check them both out, all those barbecue grills at Backyard Billy's. Don't forget, freestanding pellet, freestanding wood, pellet, wood, gas, electric inserts. They've got them all for heat at Backyard Billy's. So check it out, Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Check it out, backyardbillies.com, Hearth America Facebook page, 410-827-4500. That's 410-827-4500. Backyard Billy's is open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B. That's Evans Avenue, Graysonville. That's the exit. They're actually located on Drummer Drive. Open 7 days a week, Route 50, exit 44B, Evans Avenue. Coming from the bridge, your backyard and your deck and your heat system, everything is going to be great when you visit our friends at Hearth America at Backyard Billy's. Do we have any remaining commercials there, Aaron? Well, let's do that if we can get them in.
Alan Ellis here for Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners. Linex Spray-On Truck Bedliners provide unmatched protection for your vehicle with the toughest bedliners on the market. Whether you're a hunter, crabber, angler, contractor, farmer, waterman, or weekend warrior, your Linex bedliner with a lifetime warranty protects your truck bed from scrapes and impacts no matter what your gear. Tree stands, tackle boxes, crab pots, any kind of tool. Have your Linex bedliner installed at Catonsville Linex just off Security Boulevard, 2076 Lord Baltimore Drive in Windsor Mill. Call Jack Carver, 410-455-0800. That's 455-0800. Bay Linex of Glen Burnie, located off Ritchie Highway at 81 Dover Road in Glen Burnie. Call Bobby Hawkins, 410-789-0199. That's 789-0199. These Linex dealers can install tough truck gear accessories, tonneau covers, step bars, toolboxes, truck hitches, and more. And ask about the Linex fleet services. Do what I did and have Linex install your spray-on truck bedliner and truck gear today. Linex.
Madonna Seafood is known for having the best crabs and seafood in Harford County. Madonna Seafood is just a quick scenic trip from Baltimore up to Laney Valley Road. Now, Madonna Seafood Carryout has delicious steamed crabs by the dozen to the bushel, great seafood, pizza, subs, Fisher's popcorn, and a whole lot more. Call into the carryout at 410-557-2722. That's 410-557-CRAB. Madonna Seafood Restaurant is a full-service casual dining restaurant with all-you-can-eat crabs in a quiet atmosphere with an extensive menu. Take exit 27B off the 695 Beltway. That's Delaney Valley Road North, Route 146. Turn left on Norrisville Road, and you've arrived at Madonna Seafood. Madonna Seafood, year-round crabs. 4105 Norrisville Road in Whitehall, Maryland. Madonna Seafood is open at 11 a.m. and closed Mondays. 410-557-CRAB, 2722, madonnaseafood.com.
Baltimore is listening to Talk Radio 680 WCBM and the Outdoorsman Radio Show with Alan and Robin Ellis.
Well, there's the closing music. Look, if you're going out for the traditional season or if you're going out for the veterans and youth waterfowl hunt today, enjoy, folks. You have a great day. Get out, stay safe, and enjoy your family, too. Stay warm. We'll be back for the second hour shortly.